CRTV's radio network service. Here's the news read by Snowcell Ano Ebier. The Minister of Transport has imposed a 7-day suspension on Princess Voyage Travel Agency and extended the suspension of Trezor Travel Agency for violating a previous sanction. Many road users have praised the municipal police for their efforts in fighting recklessness and urban disorder, while some people are blaming them for high-handedness in carrying out their duties. The 7 p.m. in-depth segment will throw more light on the role of the municipal police. Cameroon's flag bearers at the 2024 Olympic Games in Paris have intensified training in the French capital ahead of the games that will begin in 10 days. Those were the main points. Now the news in full. The Minister of External Relations, Mbela Mbela, has called for solidarity to help resolve the differences between Rwanda and the Democratic Republic of Congo. He made this statement today during a Peace and Security Council of the African Union that met in Yaoundé. Charles Ebune reports.
July 15, this Monday, 2024, the Peace and Security Council of the African Union meets to examine the role of mediation and reconciliation to settle the conflict between the Democratic Republic of Congo and Rwanda.
La crise qui sévit à l'est de la République démocratique du Congo.
The crisis in the east of the Democratic Republic of Congo has had huge fallouts on the population. People were constrained to flee their homes. Vital infrastructure destroyed. Cameroon, one of the 15 members of the Peace and Security Council of the African Union, is represented in the meeting held virtually under the Angolan monthly presidency by External Relations Minister.
Au nom du Cameroun.
On behalf of Cameroon, I call for solidarity, cooperation, and the determination of all actors to achieve durable peace in the region.
Inclusive dans cette région.
Over the past years, Rwanda and the Democratic Republic of Congo have been engaged in a deadly clash which has killed thousands in the east of the Democratic Republic of Congo. This entails urgent humanitarian assistance for the suffering affected population. Today's meeting was also attended by peace experts, especially from the African Union.
The Minister of Transport has extended the suspension of Trezor Travel Agency for violating a previous sanction. For their complicity with Trezor Travel Agency, the Princess Voyage Travel Agency has also been slammed a 7-day suspension. Their bans come within a context of an alarming rise in the number of road accidents in Cameroon, with security reports indicating that over 3,000 cases of road accidents were registered since the start of this year. Gendarmerie officers in the Far North region have arrested a member of a notorious gang specialized in stealing motorcycles and robbing customers of their wealth. While presenting the suspects to the press in Marwa today, the commander of the Far North Gendarmerie Legion, Colonel Joseph Desiree Ngule, called on the population to always collaborate with law enforcement officers for their protection. Sylvester Atemken reports from Marwa.
According to Gendarmerie operatives, the suspects and his partners still on the run are specialized in snatching motorcycles in Marwa and transferring their booty to other localities. A tip-off enabled the gendarmes to lay hands on Abdulaziz Hayatu, the mechanic in charge of their operations. Colonel Joseph Desiree Ngele, Legion Commander of the Far North Region.
Those motorbikes were stolen by people to sell them in the market. Sometimes they sold those motorbikes for the terrorists around Mora and Mokolo. They will be sent to the court and they will be judged there.
Coming at the time when motorcycle theft is on the rise in the region, the Legion Commander equally used the presentation of the suspects to the press to call for more collaboration from the population.
For population, I tell them to continue to trust the gendarmerie, and we are here to help them, secure them, So they have to give all the information they have on their level so that we can arrest all those people who are disturbing the security in the town.
Investigations continue as the gendarmerie officers are bent on destabilizing the network and also apprehend other suspects at large, as the owners of some of the identified motorcycles salute the law enforcement officers for a job well done. Marwa, Sylvester Atemkeng, CRTV.
The Central African Banking Commission, CABAC, has called for a temporary halt on the transfer of unclaimed funds to Cameroon's Deposits and Consignment Fund, SEDEC. CABAC argues that currently there is no clearly defined community regulatory framework to govern these transfers, pointing to risk and disputes between financial institutions, the SEDEC, and the asset holders or their heirs. Winston Lebga now examines CABAC's move and the position of the SEDEC.
CABAC says it is working on a community-wide framework to guide the handling of unclaimed funds by banking institutions and their transfer to authorized bodies. Its directive on a temporary halt on the transfer of unclaimed funds to CDEC, Cameroon's Deposits and Consignments Fund, was signed on July the 11th. The direct result is that the several financial institutions which had already initiated transfers amounting to over 21 billion francs CFA are now on hold, thus extending uncertainty for the holders of unclaimed assets. Critics of CABAC's directives question why the Central African Banking Commission is coming in now, given that CDEC was created in 2008. The decree on the transfer of money and deposits was signed in 2023. They suspect that recalcitrant banks are behind the move and have instigated the CABAC decision so that they can continue to enjoy and benefit from the operations and transactions tied to the deposits. The unclaimed assets or funds in question refer to funds and securities that have not been claimed by their owners for an extended period. A decree by the Prime Minister on December 2023 stipulated that the assets are to be transferred to the CDEC following established rules by May 31, 2024.
At 7 minutes past seven, it is time to unravel the in-depth segment. Road users in Douala have expressed diverse opinions on the work carried out by municipal security agents in the city. While some praise them for their deployment on the field in collaboration with the National Police to maintain order and security in the streets, others blame them for harassing civilians. Meanwhile, some municipal authorities are reviewing the service in line with the presidential decree signed in 2022 to reform the sector. Skola Maloke reports from CRTV Littoral in Douala.
A dispute seen this morning in Bonanjo between municipal police agents and a civilian whose bike has been intercepted for daring to enter the administrative quarters Bonanjo, where bikes are forbidden. These are some of the scenes witnessed in Douala between commercial bike riders and municipal police agents who are merely doing their jobs. Alain Nyame, a municipal police agent of the Douala One Council, explains their duty.
Our role here is to prevent bike and commercial bikers without official authorization to enter Bonanjo from doing so. The National Police is with us to show that our standing here is legal. They also intervene in cases where we are not respected.
Some road users have appreciated what they do, though it is, however, not always rosy.
They direct circulation and customers coming to the market. We have a close collaboration with them. It is true that at times there are verbal and physical exchanges between traders who don't understand where they should not sell on the pavement.
Meanwhile, municipal authorities in Douala say they are reviewing the service so as to institute some of the reforms found in the 2022 presidential decree. Skola Maloke, CRTV News, Douala.
The activities of municipal police agents in the city of Yaoundé continue to generate heated debates among city dwellers. Despite the existence of legislation, inadequate skills and the lack of a roadmap have been identified by some Yaoundé inhabitants as a major obstacle to the activities of the municipal police. Marie-Claire Doe reports from CRTV Center.
The presidential decree of August 9, 2022, regulating the activities of municipal police in Cameroon is said to have come in a time to check urban disorder, often orchestrated by taxi drivers, commercial motorcycle riders, roadside vendors, hawkers and traders in some markets. Delphine Moy and Jackson Fomye say, with respect to what is expected from municipal police agents, it is a welcome initiative.
Municipal police was of primary importance because of persistent public disorder. They have as job to deprive bike riders, for instance, of getting access to forbidden zone.
Before the advent of the decree, city dwellers say the agents could not live up to expectations due to lack of skills and a roadmap.
Could they concentrate on seizing bikes if they have valid documents? But what about them checking bikes that carry more than one person? They are supposed to go into quarters too and see if the day put aside for cleanup campaigns, if the environments are clean.
Some of them, you see that they are hungry and are not only on the fee maybe to do the job that is keeping a public order, but rather to have some money for their private benefits. So it's kind of problematic. Most importantly, they need to be briefed. Somebody should be supervising what they do on the field so that at the end of the day, there's accountability.
With quality training, therefore, municipal police agents are expected to play an important role in checking urban disorder in the city of Yaoundé. Marie-Claire Do, CRTV News Center.
As the population ponders over the activities and skills of municipal police officers, over 100 of them from councils around the country have started training to better their output. For close to 3 months, the municipal police agents will be drilled on their roles in the society at the National School of Local Administration, NASLA, in Boya. In the following report, Humbo Suzy Monjowa looks at the content of the training program and the expectations.
The content of the training program for municipal police, the Director General of NASLA, Tikutanyi Enoa Chuobai, says was designed taking into consideration their mission as spelled out in the decree of 9th August 2022, laying down conditions for carrying out municipal policing.
The syllabus revolves on ethics and deontology, respect of human rights, state institutions, non-violent resolution of conflicts and maintenance of public order, hygiene and sanitation, easing of circulation and surveillance of public buildings and public safety.
A scheme of work that has been appreciated by Decentralization and Local Development Minister George Elangaobam, who says at the end of the 3 months training, the municipal police agents would be expected to perform their duty in line with the norms and regulations stipulated in their creation and functioning.
We are eager to see how they are working on the field. To be citizens who are contributing to the development of their territories, helping the population make sure that what is said in market is good quality. I want life to change in our cities because they are doing their job the way it is expected.
The training is thus believed to rebrand the service of the municipal police agents who had forged an identity far from that given to them by the 2022 decree. Humbo Suzy Monchoa, CRTV News, Boya.
The conditions laying down the exercise of municipal policing in Cameroon are contained in the presidential decree of August 9, 2022. Albert Njiambonde comments that the success of municipal policing lies in the training they are expected to receive, as well as on the sincerity of mayors and city mayors who recruit them.
Ask any city dweller in Yaoundé or Douala on the contributions of municipal police agents, and most of what you get are negative comments. This is because the cart was put before the horse with the recruitment of municipal police agents even before the decree of August 9, 2022, which creates conditions laying down the exercise of municipal policing in Cameroon. That precious document gave councils 18 months to train their agents. This as a response to lapses noticed on the field in the cities of Douala and Yaoundé notably. Cases abound of municipal police agents in conflict with hawkers and commercial motorbike riders. Abuses which led to the death of a commercial motorbike rider in Yaoundé, pushing the Fundi SDO to ban municipal police agents from traffic control. The problem has often been blamed on the lack of training, which would have permitted stakeholders to know who does what, when, and how, especially in a domain where many males had decided to recruit relatives and friends. The training offered by NASLA therefore comes as a response, but when municipal police agents from councils in Douala and Yaoundé are absent from the pioneer group of trainees, there is reason to worry, given that these are cities where the needs and the problems of municipal policing abound.
The guest on the 7 p.m. news tonight is Mr. Tanyi Tiku Eno Achuobaye, Director General of the National School of Local Administration, NASLA. In the chat with Albert Njembonde, he explains the merits of the training municipal police agents are receiving from his institution.
Mr. Director General, welcome to join us.
Thank you very much.
How would you assess the first week of training of municipal police officers in your institution?
It has been largely successful, despite a few inevitable challenges, logistic and otherwise, that are normal when you start off on this kind of operation. But the evaluation we have done is that the training is fully operational, the trainees are very concentrated, and we are very, very satisfied of the first week.
None of the trainees come from councils or city councils in Yaoundé or Douala, where the problem of municipal policing has been acute on the field. Isn't that a worry for you?
First of all, it is important to note that not all councils have municipal police. It's not an obligation. In consideration of their specific needs, a council may decide to set up a municipal police service or not. Coming to the particular case of Yaoundé and Douala, the law provides that for city councils, there should first be a consultation between the city councils and the municipal councils within the territory. And if they have an agreement, then they can set up a municipal police at the level of the city council. If they can't agree, then the competence goes back to the various municipal councils. These consultations between the city councils and the municipal councils within the territorial limits of the city council are ongoing. When the discussions finally arrive at a conclusion, one way or the other, we will have either the municipal councils in Yaoundé and Douala under the coordination of the city council. One way or the other, we will have groups of municipal policemen from these two major cities.
Critics keep talking about the confusion of roles between municipal and police officers. What's your take on this?
The situation, in my opinion, stemmed principally from, first, the lack of a regulatory framework. Now the head of state in August 2022 has laid down a regulatory framework for the organization and the functioning of the municipal police. From here, we will see less and less of this confusion. Secondly, it is a matter of training. Persons who have hitherto exercised as municipal police have had a few shortcomings in training. Because they had these shortcomings in training, they did not know their particular position in relation to the state police. To illustrate in simple terms, the state police has a general competence. They can do everything that the municipal police can do. The municipal police have very limited competence as laid down by the decree of the head of state, and they cannot do all the things that the state police can do. In that light, the municipal police come in to supplement, to fill in the gaps, very often to work under the supervision, the coordination, or the guardianship of the state police. Seen from this perspective, there should be no confusion.
Mr. Tanyi Tiku Baye, thank you very much.
Oh, we thank CRTV for showing interest in this very important topic.
This news is broadcast from Yaoundé, the national station of the Cameroon Radio Television, CRTV. The new governor of the Bank of Central African States, BEAC, Yvonne Sana Bangui, has urged the staff of the institution in Cameroon to respect the fundamental principles of BEAC, which are integrity, respect, and impartiality. He was speaking at the head office of BEAC in Yaoundé during his maiden official visit to the institution. Ngu Henry reports.
A spirit of conviviality animated the maiden official meeting between the new governor of the Bank of Central African States, Beyak Yvonne Sanabangi, and a cross-section of the staff of the institution in Cameroon. After listening to the staff representatives from all over the country, the governor addressed the entire personnel of Beyak in the country. He expressed gratitude for his appointment last February the 9th. Yvonne Sanabangi said he took over at a time when the economic community of Central African States, CEMAC, and the BEAC were facing institutional and financial crisis, and urged his collaborators in Cameroon to close ranks to overcome the challenges. The new boss says for BEAC to regain its credibility, the personnel must respect its fundamental principles, which are integrity, respect, and impartiality. The governor says that the institution can only be performant in diversity and inclusion. The tour has taken the governor, Yvonne Sanabangi, to BEAC offices in the Central African Republic, Gabon, France, Chad, and Equatorial Guinea.
The Central African sub-region is strengthening its chances of success in the African Continental Free Trade Area. The mastery of the original rules of the African Continental Free Trade Area was at the center of a capacity-building workshop for member states of the Economic Community of Central African States, ECAS, this July 15 in Douala. The workshop brought together trade and customs experts from the 11 member states of ECAS, as well as representatives of the private sector. Roslyn Foster reports from CRTV Littoral.
Since the launch of the African Continental Free Trade Area, AFCFTA, just 2 out of the 11 countries that make up the Economic Community of Central African States, ECAS, have experienced this initiative. They include Rwanda and Cameroon. Meanwhile, 20 years ago, heads of state came up with a text to guide free trade in the sub-region. Experts, however, regret that just 4 countries have adopted the text. According to the commissioner in charge of the common market, François Kanimba, the success of the AFCFTA starts from the regional initiative. He says during their last meeting in March, heads of state decided to stop the slowness in the implementation of the law. The Douala workshop, organized by the African Economic Commission and the United Nations Development Programme, aims at training the trade and custom experts on the origin rules of the African Continental Free Trade Area. Participants will also have to access the implementation of the free trade at the sub-regional level. The director of the CEA in the sub-region, Jean-Luc Mataski, says they can start from small import-export transactions of about 1.57%, even if other sub-regions are already amounting 15 to 16% of economic transactions in their regions. Roselyn Fosa, CRTV News, Douala.
In news out of Cameroon, Kenyan police have arrested a man who they have described as a serial killer, suspected to have been behind the gruesome murder of 9 women whose mutilated bodies were found in a disused quarry used as a rubbish dump. Police say Collins Jomai C. Kulusha, aged 33, confessed to having killed 42 women since 2022, including his own wife. The suspect was arrested at a bar early Monday morning as he was watching the Euro final. There has been shock and outrage in Kenya since the first of the dismembered bodies were found on Friday at the Mukuru Quarry in the capital, Nairobi. In sports, the 6 athletes to represent Cameroon in the 2024 Olympic Games in Paris that will start in under 10 days continue to fine-tune their skills in the French capital ahead of the event. Rachel Sopimbelam, Linda Ngunu, Emmanuel Seme, Sarah Hanfu, Mabella Ngeler, and Sergio Guiche will represent Cameroon in 4 disciplines in the global sport bonanza. Harrison Ashutiku has the details of the Cameroon Olympic team in the following report.
Athletics, judo, table tennis, and swimming are the disciplines that the 6 Cameroonian athletes to take part in the 2024 Olympic Games will compete in. Emmanuel Esemi and Linda Ngunu are involved in athletics. 100 meters gold medalists in the 2024 African Games in Accra, Ghana, 2023 Islamic Solidarity Games in Konya, Turkey, and Francophonie Games in Kinshasa, Emmanuel Esemi is one of the flag bearers of Team Cameroon. His teammate in athletics, Linda Angunu, won bronze medal in the just-ended African Athletic Championship in Douala, bronze in the African Games in Accra, Ghana, and the Islamic Solidarity Games in Konya, Turkey. 2010 Africa Table Tennis champion Sarah Hanfu is the most experienced athlete in Team Cameroon. The 37-year-old will be making her third Olympic Games appearance in Paris this July after competing in the 2012 edition in London, England, and 2021 in Tokyo, Japan. 34-year-old judoka Richelle Anita Sopimbela is another flag bearer of Team Cameroon. Sopimbela is African champion in the less than 78 kilogram category. 21-year-old Mabela Ngwelo and 17-year-old Sejo Ngiche are invited to represent Cameroon in swimming. It will be the first Olympic appearance for the two swimmers trained in Douala.
To end this news here, once again are the main points. The Minister of Transport has imposed a 7-day suspension on Princess Voyage Travel Agency and extended the suspension of Trésor Travel Agency for violating a previous sanction. Many road users have praised the municipal police for their efforts in fighting recklessness and urban disorder, while some people are blaming them for high-handedness in carrying out their duties. Cameroon's flag bearers at the 2024 Olympic Games in Paris have intensified training in the French capital ahead of the Games that will begin in about 10 days' time. That's the end of the news from Yaoundé.